don't know why nigga wanna act like motherfucker ain't wrote no hits. And I don't know why motherfucker wanna act like nigga ain't that shit. Well, listen to my remix tape, bitches.
The Philly is a nigga out of your
She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies,
she,
don't argue.
She
want, cause I can have you all in love. For one song, I can fuck
she,
the whole damn club.
She
want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half,
DJ
so ladies, don't argue.
She
want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue, cause I can have you all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. No matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gon' quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago, a couple bad bitches in Toronto, a rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe, and man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus, and not a whole mall's on my tour bus. I'm sipping on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus. And it's so crazy, where my lady? See, I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to look out Gucci.
On that pussy, gon' throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick, now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dopey, your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth, or they don't know me. But you can't come and kill them shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid, my head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics. Yeah. Anyway, I think you're bionic, and I don't think you're beautiful. I think you're beyond it, and I just wanna get behind it and watch you
back it up and dump it back, back it up.
We like her, and we like her too.
You know, hold on, let me get it. I wish I could fuck every girl in the world. That's some beauty, ain't it? I wish I could fuck every girl in the world, from the hood to the fucking industry, even the Statue of Liberty. I'm trying to get all the pussy.
No, let me stop. I'm just having fun. Y'all been clowning. Hey, welcome to Facebook Friday, my family. Yo, it's 10:07 September. Let me look at my date. I don't even know what today's date is, y'all. I be running so hard, doing so many things, flipping so fast. Let me go to my calendar so that way I can make sure what day I – they like, this fool don't even know what today's date is. No, I don't. It's the 23rd, though. I just saw it. So some people got paid today. Don't you notice, like, in relationships, when, like, you with somebody and, like, y'all together – like, when like, times is hard, y'all ain't got no money, y'all don't like each other, you know what I'm saying? Look, don't really say nothing to me. Don't you say nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. But then, like, around, like say you get a little money, you know, you come on, baby, you know, I did the show, you know, I got, you know, a nice little piece of change. And she'd be like, oh, hey, we going to eat. You know, you'd be like, you be feeling all good. Yeah, baby, we going to eat. You take your woman out to eat, and y'all eat. And then, you know, when y'all get y'all little checks, you get some money. Things get good. When you broke, why are you looking at me? Don't. You know, I don't know. What that means is get you some money, but don't be that superficial. Y'all should love me regardless because I'm Trey Love, baby. Oh, it's going all the way down. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Life is so beautiful, so blissful, so blessed because I'm steady moving. I just got a y'all saw from the police officer uniform. I already booked something playing a police officer. How about that photo got me called for another part in another film just this morning? I'm telling you, I got my girl Legs over there. You know, that's my secretary. She works for me. And Legs don't even know yet. So Legs is hearing it with y'all because I know she's listening. And to my other two women, Legs, I'm going to say the other lady's name because I'm sure you all are ready to know who she is. Her name is Thighs, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Thighs. So, you know, and Rocky. Legs, Thighs, and Rocky. Those are the three ladies that I'm currently dating in my life. Being Trey Love is what I do. And we have a nickname for ourselves. You know, they call me Beauty and they are the Beast. You get it? The Bisa with plural, because, see, y'all don't understand. I got to teach y'all this game, you know what I'm saying? It's Trey Love-ism. You know, me and Legs in bed the other night, she said, yeah, baby, you know, that's like me and you watching Beauty and the Beast, huh? Beauty and the Beast. And I looked at her and I said, yeah, baby, you're right, but I'm the Beauty. Don't get it twisted. That was some real ignorant stuff. I just have fun with my life, man, and that's what you got to do. So to Legs, Thighs, and Rocky, I know y'all out there getting daddy's money, working hard. I hope you enjoyed the Jamba Juice. You know, I got you some oatmeal this morning. You know, got your little things, you know, got it right, got my ladies right, you know what I'm saying, got them up, got them out, you know, got them to work on time. See, that's what I'm about, getting them to work on time. That's what you know, young players, aspiring players trying to do something, call yourself, you know what I'm saying, getting into the game. You know, you got to get your women up, out, and doing what they need to do on time. Don't let them waste time, because the more time they got that's idle, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. The more idle time you give your broad, the worse she going to be. You got to get her moving. Keep her busy, you understand? Give her something to do. I mean, I don't care if you have her building a house, you know, baby, look, I know where you already got a house, but I'm going to need you to go get these bricks. You better work her, because if she ain't working, she going to be up in your business, bothering you, aggravating you. So keep your woman working, all right? Legs, Thighs, and Rocky, my lady. Y'all getting that check now. Stay busy. All right. Well, I just want to talk about a couple of things, man. It's Facebook Fridays. There's some stuff going on, man, that's been on my mind. It's been in the news, and as an African-American male, of course, it's African-American, period. It doesn't matter if you're African-American male, female, whatever, you know, transgender. It really doesn't matter. It's just things that happen sometimes that put me in a sense, honestly, of awe. You know, you'd be like, really? You know, in a time and era when the current reigning king of the world is a black man, an African-American by the name of Barack Obama, they committed murder. A legal lynching, as his attorney called it. I want to say rest in peace to Mr. Troy Davis. Troy was executed a couple days ago, and it's just so ironic about you know, how, you know, this thing with him being executed, and even the witnesses, people recanted their statements and things of that nature, and even with DNA evidence, things that could have proven him guilty. I mean, I apologize, proven him innocent. You know, the fact that, you know, he was not the person who committed the crime, but yet still being an African-American male, he was killed legally, so to speak. So here's my issue with that, and this is what I want to put out to my black people, to us as a public. Man, shame on us again. Shame on us. You know what? The Martin Luther Kings and the Malcolm X's, even though, yes, they are deceased, but you know what I think that we do? We allow them to put only one Martin Luther King out there and only one Malcolm X out there. There should be a Martin Luther King and a Malcolm X in every neighborhood, in every household, in every fiber of what we all are as black men and women and as a family and a unity. We're also afraid, and I know so much has been taken from us, you know, with the Willie Lynch's and all of this type of stuff, but what I'm going to say to us, man, we got to stand up. You know, we can't be afraid of death. We can't be afraid of beatings. We can't be afraid of them taking from us. We can build and create our own. This world is made for all of us. The resources are here. We need to start taking back our freedom. I'm just putting it out there, man. You know what I mean? I know that, you know, and here's the thing. You know, I feel this way, but I'm one man. I'm one man. And I'm using my voice to try to reach the ears of other men and women and hope that you all will be willing to sit down and let's start doing some community activism, because these are the types of things that I just can't sit back, you know, having this voice on the radio. It's like, okay, yeah, I want to entertain you and I want to put good music out and artists, you know, I'm an entertainer. But at the same time, the Harry Belafonte's of the time, you know, do some research on Harry Belafonte, you know, great, wonderful, one of the most prolific entertainers that ever lived. But he was right alongside Dr. King in his struggle and in his fight. And I say that to say this, Muhammad Ali being on the side of Malcolm X during the struggle and during his fight, to the athletes and to the actors and actresses and all people, are we just going to continue to lay down and allow ourselves to be done like this? You know, that's what I propose and put out to all of you right now. And the thing about it is, like I said, it's just something that destroys me on the inside. This is the comparison I propose this to, guys. There was a homeless man by the name of Kelly Thomas, a white male who was beaten to death, homeless white male who was beaten to death on July 5th by Fullerton County Police in Fullerton County. You know, I'm in L.A., not guys, and I'm telling you, they got everywhere on the map out here. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. You know, it's like a bunch of different suburbs. That's what Los Angeles is. So forgive me because I am drinking on the job. This coffee is delicious, by the way. Hey, go get you some Dunkin' Donuts from like Ralph's or some of y'all, man, and make it at home. Oh, my God. I haven't bought a cup of coffee, y'all. I used to be going to the street buying coffee. Since I've moved to the new Sugar Shack over here in Hollywood, I have not purchased one cup of coffee, y'all. I'm talking about I've been in the crib, you know what I'm saying, coffee, tea. It's like, dang, every now and again I might purchase one, but, I mean, I can't even remember the last time I purchased one because this Dunkin' Donut, it's so good. It's warm. It's delicious. And I had some Jamba Juice this morning. I had to get legs off to take care of her business, you know what I'm saying? And then her thighs had hit me up, so I made sure that both of my lovely ladies got some breakfast. They ain't get no coffee because they, you know, they ain't big time like me. They can't have coffee, you know. Yeah, so back to what I was saying. A young man by the name of Kelly Thomas was a Caucasian male, was beaten to death July 25th by Fullerton County Police. Now, his death is horrific. I mean, beaten to death. I mean, they showed on the news, you know, the way his eye was damaged and some of the things that he saw with his death, you know, the way he was beaten. It was inhumane. It was inhumane. And I want to say to all of the police officers that were in attendance and had something to do with this, shame on you. And you should be charged for murder and you should be put to death, because there's no humanly way possible with all of the restraints and equipment that police officers have, the manpower. One man, you had to beat completely to death. All you have to do, once you put the handcuffs on someone, they're, what can they do to the police? I'm going to put that out there, and I want everybody to think about that. If they got close enough in physical range to beat him the way they did, then why didn't they just, they could have, because everyone knows the police are, let's talk about the gangs and the cliques or whatever. The police is the strongest gang in the world. There ain't nobody, you can't win. You know, the firepower, the manpower, the government backing, the paperwork, the police, that's the biggest gang in the gang. So when the police are apprehending someone and it's one person, that's when I don't care if you're black, white, or here, there, or indifferent. It doesn't matter who and what you are. That is just inhumane. That's evil. That's something inside of you that you really need to be evaluated, that you would beat someone to death, to beat someone to death. I mean, I wouldn't feel better about a shooting, but my God, okay, at least with one shot, the person's out. I mean, to literally, that's torture, what they did to this man. So
you put handcuffs on a person, and if they're that strong, you guys got all the equipment. This is what I'm saying. You even put the leg cuffs on someone. What can a person do with handcuffs and leg cuffs on? What can they do? I mean, I've been in both before, and I really didn't enjoy them either time, and I was real still because there was really nothing I could do. So I know the experience of being in both. You know, I ain't going to talk about my past too much. I ain't never messed nobody up real bad, but let's just say I'm human like everybody else. Everybody done been to jail, through jail, you know what I'm saying? Even if you went to go visit somebody, you done been to jail, especially if you're black. But those who haven't, let's do a show on that. I want to talk to everybody black that's never been inside a jailhouse. You know what I'm saying? Do a show on that. That's interesting. Who trying to chat with me on Facebook? Oh, that's my cousin over there. I see you over there, big brother, Ronald Alexander. I need to call him. I need to holler at my show. But, yeah, we're putting that out there. You know, again, like I said, that doesn't matter what color he was. So, Mr. Kelly Thomas, I do pray that in your next life, I do pray that you find a peace and serenity to take away the pain and what you have to suffer through in this life. That's horrific. But here's where it gets tricky and what I want to talk about to my people. And when I say shame on us, just shame on us, you know, African Americans. It took them from July 5th, the day of the beating, to September 21st to get two officers locked up about this beating. See, where I'm going here is July, August, September. This is where I'm going to my African-American people, to the leaders, to these Al Sharptons. And, I mean, I love Al, don't get me wrong, but where's his backing? Where are we? Where's this new generation? You know, and that's another thing, too, with the younger generation, the this new crop of African Americans, of blacks, I don't think they realize what has happened and why we are in the situation we are in today, and they don't know. I've even met people that have never watched Roots. So even with watching that, it gives you a clear understanding of how the religion even was enforced and imposed upon us as African-American people, as black people. I like to say black. This African-American thing is so new to me. Why are we all of a sudden African-American? You know, I mean, I'm old school. I remember when we was black. I like being black with my light skin. So anyway, that's right. I said it. I'm Trey Love, baby. Say what I want to say. But yeah, like I was saying, Mr. Kelly Thomas. But the point is, in 2 months, they got results. Those Caucasian people, what did they do? Oh, no, you ain't just going to be doing this to us. Just like the Mexican people do, just like the Oriental people do. You know, it's just amazing to me how we've been in this country so long and we've allowed the oppression to scare us even. I even spoke with I have people that are close to me. I'm not even going to say their names, but relatives and friends. It's like the reason why I really don't talk to a lot of people is because I'm such an optimistic person. I live life in a dream. I always, every time I get up, I think of $1 million. To me, every day, I'm the greatest thing that ever walked this planet. I mean, I am just a God inside. I'm a spirit. I'm a walking being. You know what I mean? I just see myself such as a great just creation of God. I have 10 fingers, 10 toes that all work. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just grateful for just the being, the blessing to be able to be in a human life. No one knows where we came from. We can sit and do all the research we want. The scientists can tell us this and that, but you don't know. So there is a higher power and a reason why God, this thing we call God, chose you to have life. I want you to embrace yours every day, you know? But with that being said, the African-American males and females, the black people, we don't unite. We don't unite. There's no way that Mr. Troy Davis should have died. I'm going to put that straight out there to my people. And that's to my people, to me, to black people, to the African-American people. I'm not going to pull a Tiger Woods and say, oh, yeah, to my Indians over there, you know, because I am part Indian. You know, my grandma, she was Blackfoot. And, you know, my other grandma on my other side was white. Yeah, they was. But you know what? I know when the police look at me, and I know when folks see my nappy hair and they see me, my demeanor, they see a black man. So that is what I am. I am black. I am identified as black, as African-American. So when it comes to us, what are we doing? Why is it like a day before they were going to execute them all of a sudden, black man on trial on death row? Where are these people on death row right now that we should be concerned about? What about these people that have died that we know nothing about? Why aren't we researching to find out who's on death row? What's going on, you know, with our people? I'm not saying everybody's innocent. I'm not saying that. And to the ones that are guilty, shame on you, you know? And I do believe in certain aspects of the death penalty. Yes, I do. But at the same time, If you if you literally can save a life and see that someone is innocent, you know, it's right there that it's innocent, and then you take a human life. Who's the sinner? Who's the sinner? Is the government the sinner at that point? But because it's legal and they can put such, it kind of reminds me of that religion, Christianity, because it's in the name of Jesus, there's certain things that you can do and get away with. And before we play a song dedicated to Mr. Troy Davis and Kelly Thomas, we're going to bring our attorney on the line and kind of get her feedback on this. Welcome to Trey Love Radio. What's happening, Atelier?
Hi, Trey. How are you?
I'm great. Give us a little feedback on how you feel about the death of Kelly Thomas, as well as the death. You know, let's talk about Kelly Thomas first, and what do you think should happen to those police officers?
I can't really say to my, you know what, I haven't been watching the news a lot lately, and I almost didn't even catch the Troy Davis situation. So when I first saw it, I was like, oh, well, I didn't really know the magnitude of what was going on. And, I mean, that's, I know you touched on that. I was wondering why, like, the day before this was going to happen, you just start hearing about news press about it, you know, and by the time you realize that, wait a minute, all they have all this evidence and they're still putting this man to death? Whoa, you know, no, this is not right. And then, yeah, at that point I made a big ruckus about it because I'm like, I didn't know the details of the story and I didn't know exactly what had transpired and what, you know, was the controversy. But then when I started to get some more information, you know, it was outrageous. It was just very shocking. I really thought the Supreme Court was going to come through and, you know, save this man's life, but it's a travesty, and this is an attorney.
Okay,
I mean,
and
this is another time.
Real quick, before I go to song, because I do have a couple songs I want to play, but especially dedicated to both of these gentlemen. But what about the Kelly Thomas as far as, okay, the Troy Davis, that was one thing, but like I said, we got that African-American male that was murdered. I'm going to put it on out there the way it should be put out there. Murdered by the U.S. government. But about Kelly Thomas as well, a Caucasian male who was murdered by the Fullerton police, killed, you know, beaten to death. What do you think, in your opinion, because of the evidence and everything stacked against them, what do you think should happen to these, as a lawyer, what do you think should happen to these men, these police officers?
Well, yeah, again, unfortunately, I don't know all the details about the Kelly Thomas case. I've just seen it in passing, so I haven't really been tuned into what exactly transpired in that situation and how everything went down with that. But, I mean, as with anyone else who's been unjustifiably murdered by the police, I mean, of course, they need to find the police officer guilty and sentence them to death. I think if they're going to have a death penalty, it should apply to everybody. You kill somebody, you're going to die. Okay, that's how it should be. Not, okay, some people are going to die here, and some people, I mean, because there's plenty of people who murder people every day, and then they don't even get a license sometimes. So I think that if, I don't know what my position is on the death penalty per se, but I think whoever you are, if you kill another person, whoever that person is, you should be looking at the death penalty, period.
Okay.
I mean, but again,
well,
I don't know my...
Okay. Hold up. Gotcha. Well, I totally agree with her and her opinion. I mean, you know what happened, guys. You know what I'm saying? It's been put out there. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and dedicate this next song to Mr. Troy Davis and to Mr. Kelly Thomas. I pray that your souls and your lives and your loved ones are able to rest and just realize that you all are gone and that I truly personally believe that you are in a better place. May you rest in peace. Guys, prepare for our upcoming guests. We have three guests today, guys. We have Mr. Dana, I can't even get it out. I'm so busy. We have the Hot Boys, y'all. Hot Boy and Tommy Cox, who got their songs, and Mr. Dana Hubbard, writer, producer, filmmaker. But before we bring this gentleman on, we're going to go ahead and send this song out and send a prayer out to the families and loved ones for Mr. Kelly Thomas and Mr. Troy Davis. May they rest in peace.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we'd get to zero forever. so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where the road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. If we get and I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take
everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watch me, baby. It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching? You watching. I see you, baby.
I see your face.
You wanna touch, you wanna touch. Come to play.
Come to the crib. Let's chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar,
you're a
baby. Star.
I'm gonna fly you up.
Get it to him.
Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
extra.
You need that.
Hollywood. Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
extra.
You need that. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high-rise. I hide behind my shade, cause the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how Ozzy's eyes must have felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the faint of heart. It'll change those since he had love for you. It's a stranger when your fame starts to change reaction. Locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And I'm you're blinded by the
extra.
You need that. You're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir. It's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you. Don't lie, don't fly. You addicted to the life without the fame. How you gonna survive? It's like living on heroin. You so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
You
try to
you
can't live.
Sure, you want this, baby.
Loud, it's
you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi, blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Everyone's following Marilyn, hopping over the air just like Jimmy Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimmy Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby? Hollywood. Most big drug in the world. Want the fame. Want the life.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I stopped the song early. I just received some horrific news. I just received some very horrific news. First of all, my attorney, I wanted to say, call back in. I thought you was on the line. I wanted to keep you on the line, but I'm going to let the person who brought the news to me deliver it. So I just want to say to everybody, man, we got to hold and embrace the ones we love because, Shaquise, welcome to Trey Love Radio, Facebook Friday.
Good morning, Gilroy Radio. Apparently last night, September 22nd, Vesta Williams was found dead in a L.A. hotel room. There's no word on cause of death yet, but she was found dead.
Wow.
Yeah. The last Google update that I read, there was no cause of death. And she was 47 years old.
47 years old. Oh, God. Woo. And they don't have any cause of death or nothing like that?
The last update I read, no, there was no cause of death. You know, this did happen. I guess in the middle of the night. I found out about 2 o'clock in the middle of the night myself. I haven't been asleep. It's really creeping me out. I've actually had personal dealings with her, so it's wow.
Oh my God! Can you share your experience with us? I mean, this is live. This is hot off the press. I mean, I didn't know about it. I'm sure other people didn't because I haven't seen it on Facebook. So share with the people your experience.
Facebook.
Oh, it is. Oh well.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. I'm so selfish. I only be on my page. That's a dang on shame.
Right.
I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. Go ahead.
No,
put it on
my son's dad is part of a funk band and
part of a what band? Say that one more time.
Oh, he's part of Funkalicious. You may have
funk.
Heard of
him. Oh, I thought you said you know me. I'm
oh,
nasty.
You funny.
Funk. I'm going to hell. But I ain't going by myself because there's a lot of people like me. It's a lot of people like me. I would not be burning alone. Some of y'all on this line going to be with me. But go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Grammy Award winner Fred Iams and my son's father, Jerry Daniels, worked with her, and I had a chance to speak with her. We really, you know, I had a couple of, you know, run-ins with her, but it wasn't a personal thing, but it was the moments I was with her was glorious.
Wow.
It was beautiful for me. So, I don't know her like they do, but they've actually worked with her.
Oh man, you know how you that's one thing that you know as a up and coming entertainer, you know, building and branding my celebrity. That's one thing that I do try to put out to people when I meet people because none of us. First of all, everybody's mortal. I told somebody the other day. I said, just think, in 120 years, look around. Everybody on this motherfucker. Is gonna be dead. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like an amazing truth. You know, we all have to leave this flesh and this planet and go somewhere, and I think to the place that we were already at, because I do believe that just like God, we were, we are, and we always will be. And as long as we know that, and people really put too much emphasis and things on death. Death is another form, y'all. We just go to another form. But I do want to say though, you know, it's tragic because as in our human flesh and form, it's, you know, you miss these people that you love. And like I said, as a celebrity, what I try to put out is a memory. When I meet people, a lot of colleges I've done, a lot of shows I've done, opening for Frankie Beverly and Maze, just all of the amazing things and the stages that the Heavenly Father has decided to put me on, I try to be a glow to people. And you know, I hear some people like, man, my sister ran into you and she just loves you. And she say you, and I'd be like, I did what? You know, not even, you know, anything bad or anything, but just like, she's like, you just hugged and kissed her like you knew her. And that's what I try to do. I try to give people a piece of me that's more than just I'm making you laugh. Like a lot, some entertainers, you know, they run past, oh, yeah, what's up, dog? Hey, how you doing, man? All right. No, I try to give a smile and a handshake, and if I can, a hug to everybody, because I just want everybody to take a piece of Trey Love with them. Like what I would love for my legacy to be is just what my name is, man. That brother was Trey Love, man. He was Trey Love. So just like Sylvester, her music, it was elating, it was uplifting, it was beautiful. You know, I mean, I just remember listening to her on repeat. You know what I'm saying? Just over and over. Congratulations. She was like, I love that song. It was a bitter song, but she was smooth bitter. Congratulations.
Yes.
It should have been me, but you know, hey, you know, she handled it with grace, poise, and you know, understanding, and that's why, you know, even with her music, her passing, it's such a tragic thing to hear. But I just want to put it flat out there, man. Over here at Trey Love Radio, we love you, and this song, this next song, is dedicated to the one and only Vesta Williams. Hey, welcome back to Trey Love Radio, man. As I said live, I didn't know it. You know, just got some tragic news, the passing of Vesta Williams. Whew, man. Life is to be lived, everybody. Life is to be lived. I'm going to put it on out there, man. Love, love. Find you somebody to love. Love that person. Make you some babies. Build a life. Build a family. You know, build contentment. Build friendships. Build good relationships. Let's get out of fighting, man. Let's get out of fighting mode, and let's get out of challenging, and let's embrace the beauty of just a moment. You know, let's embrace the beauty of the moment, the beauty of being able to smile at someone, the beauty of being able to smile with someone. You know, in life and relationships, you know, even in business relationships, partnerships, you know, we all have to learn to grow and to love and to forgive. You know, it takes forgiveness, people. It takes forgiveness for us to do better. Because, see, at the end of it, you know, once a person is gone from this planet, there is no second chance to that. Everybody, I just want to put it on out there. It's once death takes a person, that chapter and that book is closed. But all we have, what we do have is left is the memories and the songs and the videos and to be able to, you know, have a piece of that person. But that person physically, as in the case of our you know, king of entertainment, the greatest entertainer ever lived, Michael Jackson, you know, once they're gone, there is no turning back. There is no second chance. So, you know, and once people are gone in general, the people in your life, your loved ones, your mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and, you know, brothers and sisters, the people that are closest to you, you know, we all, you know, we can say this person died, oh, that's messed up. But when it hits home and it's right on the corner and it's that person that you love, I mean, it's horrible. You know, it can be horrible when you love someone and they leave this planet. You know, I've experienced the horrificness of that myself, you know, losing my mother to breast cancer August 11, 1997. So I know the pain of losing someone that you love, man. I still, yo, I put it out there, too. I'm not even ashamed. I mean, people say this and that. I think about my mama every day. I miss that woman every day. You know, some days more than others, you know, but we all have to still live in this life because there was something that Tony Soprano said the other day. You know, I'm a big Sopranos buff. Everybody knows that. And he was saying that our mothers are like the bus, you know, that drop us off. And we have to get off the bus and start our journey. But we spend the rest of our lives trying to get back on the bus, you know, and that's real true. So I just want to say flat out, you know, we have to learn to just kind of let go of and look at most situations as a bus. Look at some relationships as the bus, divorces, you know. It may have been a reason why I had to be with a person to do this or me and this person had to do that. And the thing is, let's be able to break from each other, guys, and I'm going to put this out there to black people. Let's be able to break from each other without down-talking each other or saying anything negative about the other person. If we just break and part ways, that's fine. You know, it's not – I don't have to sit there and say, oh, that MF, and no, it just didn't work out. I should be able to see you, and you should be able to show me love, and you should be able to see me, and I'm going to show you love. So whether or not you show me love back, that's on you because that's what Trey Love is about. Speaking of what I'm about, I'm about the people that support me and the people that love me and the people that hold me down, so I got to always shout them out. Yo, yesterday, did y'all hear me? I am tongue-tied as a mother today. I don't know what's going on with me. I think it's this Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Hold on, let me sip a little more. I can drink on my job. You can't. Hold on. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I wish my cousin Rashida would call in. I'm finna give her birthday shout-out. To Thighs, why don't you get Rashida to call in and talk about her birthday? It's going to be tomorrow, y'all, from 10 p.m. It's going to be at the Victory Tavern. Rashida Saleem, y'all, my cousin out in Dallas, Texas, 2502 North Houston Street, Dallas, Texas, y'all. They're going to be doing it big, man. You know, that's where her party's going to be held at. So big up to her. And like I said, big up to my girl, my loved one, Miss Big T, Tanaya Capri. Her birthday was yesterday. Y'all know Big T be doing it real big, man. Her shows be live all the way large. Her and them girls headed to London doing their thing, man. The most big, beautiful women you ever wanted to see in your life, the Exotics, man. They doing it over there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very special guest today. This young man he's an amazing talent. His name is Mr. Dana S. Hubbard. He's a writer, producer, and a CEO, and is currently celebrating his 20th year in the entertainment industry. His theatrical and film record includes working alongside other critically acclaimed directors and producers such as Spike Lee, Monty Roth, David E. Talbert, Tyler Perry, and Dr. Alex C. Marshall, to name a few. Dana's talent
and love for the arts began when he was a youth. He knew then that he was destined to be a leader. During his attendance at the prestigious Hampton University, where he majored in speech communications and theatrical arts, he starred in several plays. His talents won him the Best Dramatic Duo Award from the National Association of Dramatic and Speech Arts 2 consecutive years, and also a nomination for the prestigious Irene Lyon Award. In 1987, Dana joined the Richmond Theater Company for Children. After 1 year with the company, he moved back to New York to work with Spike Lee on Do the Right Thing. Other film credits include Mo Better Blues, Steppin, Don't Let Your Meat Float, Don't Let Your Meat Loaf, and Malcolm X, where he is featured as one of Malcolm X's key FOI. Who the Islam? Oh, I'm going to enjoy talking to this brother today. Dana has produced numerous music videos and theatrical productions, including Will a Man Rob God? And Every Dog Has His Day, a stage play based on his debut novel. His first feature film, A Woman Like That, starring Tyra Banks and Malik Yoba, won first place for Best Dramatic Feature at the Urban World Film Festival. In 1998, he created Camp Dana, Dreams Always Need Assistance, an artist and an entertainment camp for youth, which is located on the campus of Hampton University in Virginia. The mission of this week-long summer camp is to broaden the interest in the arts and entertainment. Courses and workshops teach the nuts and bolts of the industry. By partnering with affiliate organizations, the camp provides students with unique internship opportunities. Dana looks forward to expanding the camp in his local community of Mount Vernon, New York. Dana has also managed music legends such as Stellar Award winner and Soul Train Lady of Soul gospel artist LaShawn Pace and multi-platinum recording artist Freedom Williams, formerly of CNC Music Factory. Dana is also managing member of Urban Street Lit Media, a media enterprise that converts urban street literature into feature films, stage plays, audiobooks, and music. His other business ventures include promoting his first novel, Every Dog Has His Day, which has garnered wide recognition and rave reviews throughout the country, completing a children's book series captioned Milo the Mischievous Mutt, and developing a TV sitcom. Yo, straight up, I mean, hey, the credits speak for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, the brother doing his thing, CEO, I got to play some music even before I bring him on the line. I was going to bring him straight on the line, but, you know, when I'm dealing with heavyweights like that, I got to come with it, you know, because it's like I'll be telling y'all, man, and plus, you know, he's kicking it out. The NY, you feel me? The New York, you know, the grind, you know, where they get it on the East Coast to shine. If this song goes out to the brother, man, just listen to the credits. They speak for themselves. And I also got to give a major, major stomp down shout out to Gilroy East Coast and to her family member that she lost, rest in peace as well. Miss Monica Hughes holding us down out there on the East Coast, man. We're doing it big in New York. And this song is dedicated to this show, to everybody that's alive and getting it, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay strong, baby. You know, you got to move out here like a warrior, like a soldier, baby. This my theme song right here. You feel me? When you see Trey Love, know that this song going in my head, believe it or not. I'm telling you, it's playing. If you just see me and you look at my eyes, I'm like,
yeah. 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 If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Pussy to shut and I pop. Yeah, the club squeezing my pistol. I'm sure that I got it. I see the pipe of big peppers and run by fines. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nine. Tell niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. You gon' be that next chump, then end up in the trunk. After being hit by the pump, is that what you want? Be easy, nigga. I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga. That's what I'm about. Gangsta. You can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop.
like they don't know how to act. After sipping too much Jack, I blow them off the map with the Mac. Thinking it's all rap. For that ass be clapped. And Doc says it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
I can't do it, homie. It can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I ain't been out to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead and act up and smack them in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah.
With street lights, come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up and read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. I've been sick since my grandpa called me a new fan. And grandma always got to throw her 2 cents. I'm the dropout, I made more money than the features. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features. I am what I am, you can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it.
Fuck
it, I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I'ma make it hot.
Baby.
I'ma make it hot. Dr. Dre, Aftermath, Shady.
Well, I want to welcome our very special guest, you know what I'm saying, to the show, man. This brother, man, you heard me read off his bio and everything, man. You know, I just want y'all to know that this guy is, he's an amazing cat, you know. And again, I want to thank my girl out there for bringing him to us, man, my friend and yours, man. I'm going to bring him in with a little chill music, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, they play it like that. We got to welcome him the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the East Coast. My friend Angel. When you laughing, he laughing because he knows. I got to bring him in from the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, you know, you've seen this brother everywhere. He's doing everything, you know what I'm saying? He got all the money. Do you hear me? Not all of it. All I need is $25. Welcome to the Trey Love Radio, Mr. Dana Hubbard, y'all. What's up, man?
Brother, let me tell you something, man. First of all, thank you for having me on your show. I totally, totally appreciate it. Secondly, you have me so hyped and motivated. You know, today here in New York, it's pretty much a monsoon. It's pouring down rain. And, you know, sometimes when it's raining outside, you kind of let the weather dictate your mood and your tone of what you're doing that day. But
right. You,
brother, let me tell you something, and I'm being totally sincere when I say this. You have gotten me so hyped and excited within the last 10 to 15 minutes alone that I can't even let this weather continuously hold me down anymore, because you gotta go with the weather. You gotta have the rain so you can have the trees. So I just gotta go with it. The rain is not gonna touch me when I go outside anyway. But
I feel you.
You know. but let me tell you something. You said something. I want to go back to what you were speaking about earlier. When you spoke about forgiveness, you know, that's something that's extremely important, Trey. You know, a lot of times we lose a lot of loved ones without just saying two simple words, and that was "I'm sorry," or "forgive me," or "I love you." And people think saying "I'm sorry" is a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness. It's just a sign of saying, you know what? And even if you say "I'm sorry," it doesn't mean that you were wrong. It's just saying, I don't want to lose your friendship. Oh, I don't want to lose our relationship. So, brother, let me tell you, you are so on point with what you said, and I hope you have millions of listeners listening to what you said, because what you said is so valuable and so important, because a lot of us right now are walking around with chips on our shoulders over some pettiness. You know,
wow.
In Harlem last night, I was watching two young men literally fist fighting, brawling it out. And number one, I'm glad they were just fist fighting, because, you know, nowadays people don't do that. But
at
the end of the day, when I was watching it, I'm like, literally, and when I say fighting, I'm talking about with all they had. I'm like, what are these brothers so angry at and so mad at with each other that they want to just give it all they got and literally just try to annihilate and kill each other. It's nonsense.
Wow.
And it's just two simple words like, hey, bruh, I'm sorry, bruh, my fault, you know.
Right.
It can all be squashed. And life is, like you said, too short, too valuable to lose over nonsense. And like I said, we just lost a legend. And you know, Vesta Williams, a good friend of mine, I was looking at his Facebook page today. Vesta passed away on yesterday. He has a picture that he took with her on Saturday. She was
Whoa.
Beautiful. She was just hanging out. And today is what? Friday, right? So you never know when it's your time.
Ooh.
You know, so he just took this picture with her Saturday backstage at a concert in Virginia. And she's gone today. And I'm sure she had some relationships or some people had some relationships with they. All he needed to say was, I'm sorry on something. And not that it would have stopped her from losing her life, but just so they could have closure.
Right.
You know, I lost my stepfather years and years ago, and we had a situation prior to it happening. And those were the two words that I wish I could have just said, hey, man, I'm sorry, and because I love him to this day. And like you said about your mom, I think about him every day, and I need him every day. But if I had just said, I'm sorry, or, you know, I love you, or it's going to be all right, let's work through this, you know, life is too short, man. Life is too short. Mm. Okay, I'm sorry, but you go ahead. I just had to when I was listening to you. It felt like I was in church, brother. And then when you hit 50 Cent with, no, seriously. When you hit 50 Cent, that totally got me amped up some more because I was like, yo, this is my theme song.
right.
And I immediately posted it. I went to playing it. I went to YouTube and I posted that song on my son's Facebook page because what happens is we have to walk around with that whole mantra. We got to walk around like saying, "Yo, if I can't do it, it can't be done.
It can't be done."
We got people making moves around us all day. We got guys creating Facebook and Google Plus, and we're not getting it. We out.
Now you preaching, brother. Talk now. Tell them something. Tell them something.
We out shopping trying to get the latest pair of Nikes, putting money in Phil Knight's pocket, thinking we getting our flying fresh so we can have a pair of Nikes to match everything we have on. And they buying stuff and they creating stuff and it's sad, man. It's sad.
Bro, don't apologize. First of all, man, I want to thank you for all your compliments and what you're dropping, man. And I'm gonna tell you, it's been said, man. Friends of mine always tell me, like when I talk to them sometimes, man. And I'm a praying brother. People know that, you know. I tell people, like, I warn you, you know, that like God, I'm it's something spiritual inside me. I can see things beyond what this carnal sight allows us to see. And I say to the people, I don't claim to be, you know, no pastor, no preacher, but it's something God put in my voice. And my great-grandfather lived to be 107 years old, and I was doing oratorical speeches, speaking in front of the church and stuff at 8 years old. And my grandfather used to say, millions of people are going to hear my grandson's voice. He said that at 8 years old, out of 100 years of life, that I was the best orator he ever saw and ever heard speak. So, like I said, I'm human, though. The thing is that I know about whatever God gave me is, I'm going to tell people straight up. I'm not going to come to you like, oh, you got to be perfect. You got to walk a chalk line. I'm going to say, you know what? You're human. To sin is human. You're going to make you some mistakes. But don't get yourself caught up in this system. And when you fall down, remember that God is first. Pray. Start fasting. Start forgiving yourself, forgiving others. And you're going to be able to make it through it because everybody walking this planet is human and I've been through something. Everybody got a story. And ain't nobody walking perfect. So for every finger I point at somebody else trying to tell them what they're doing wrong, I got three pointed back at me. So I'm unconventional with mine. You know what I'm talking about, bro?
Pass the collection plate, brother.
We're going to get money today. You know what? I do need some sponsors. I say I need some sponsors. So for everybody out there listening, call Monica. Send me some sponsors, man. Let me get a little background on you, man. After reading your bio, it's just like utterly amazing, man. You're celebrating 20 years in this business, man. Hey, hold on, let me do a clap. Hold on. That was from Trey Love Radio, man. Because I mean, okay, to work with legends like Spike Lee, tell the family what that was like, bruh.
Man, let me tell you, I learned so much from Spike. You know, a lot of people have their different opinions on Spike, but Spike is somebody that I truly, truly look up to and can honestly say he's one of the people that are responsible for me being where I am professionally. It happened in 1988. I was working with the Richmond Theater Company for Children, and I had two roommates at the time, and that was before you were born, right? And then Robert Townsend, it was a filmmaker by the name of Robert Townsend at the time also, Five Heartbeats, wow. Hollywood Shuffle, Meteor Man. And Robert had just come out with this movie called Hollywood Shuffle. And at the time, I wanted to work with Robert Townsend very badly, and my two roommates wanted to work with the filmmaker named Spike Lee because he had just done this movie called School Days. So I was like, Robert, Robert, Robert. And they were like, Spike, Spike, Spike. So long story short, the three of us, we sent our pictures into our snapshots into to 40 Acres and a Mule Filmworks because Spike was getting ready to cast this movie, Do the Right Thing. Mm-hmm. And long story short, all three of us sent our pictures, and they were very excited. And they wanted it, wanted it, wanted it. And I was the only one who got a phone call out of the three.
Wow.
So lived in Richmond at the time, hopped in the Greyhound, and auditioned for Do the Right Thing. I auditioned for the part that Martin Lawrence actually got. And I didn't get, as you know, I didn't get cast for that. But what happens is the casting director at the time, Robbie Reed, she's a Hampton University
Robbie
alum.
Reed, that name, y'all. Robbie Reed, go ahead.
Absolutely. Robbie Reed said, look, you didn't get the part. However, I am going to offer you a part as a core extra. And what happens is if you remember the movie Do the Right Thing, it took place on one day and on one block. So for continuity purposes, you know, you have to have the same people walking on the block. And, you know, I was a fixture on the block. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the part in Do the Right Thing as a core extra, and I'm all excited. I'm thinking, I hit it big, and, you know, I'm doing the Dave Chappelle, you know, what he used to say after his show went off, I'm rich. And when I found out what my pay was, I was making $40 a day and $29 after taxes.
Right.
And as you know, working in the film industry, just because you work in one day, you might not be working the next day. So it could be some days when I work for a week straight, mm-hmm. then it could sometimes yep. I could work for a day out of the week. But it was the best experience of my life, and working with Spike was, you know, I worked with Spike for about 6 years from Do the Right Thing all the way up to Clockers. And featured in Malcolm X pretty strongly. I was one of Malcolm's right-hand men in the movie. And, you know, like I said, that was a blessing, and that's where it all started professionally for me.
Well, yeah, let me go back to some things. Like, I just want to say what I love about, a big shout-out to Monica Hughes, because she brings me the greatest people such as herself, man. She's really brought me some very, very hot, you know, hot people with, you know, black people with things going on. And, I mean, I'm loving, like, even just listening to the experiences and whatnot. I mean, it's amazing. But what I love is, like, what you discussed, when a lot of people, because they've seen me on a BET or a commercial or a TV show, they automatically assume, oh, he's rich. They automatically assume that we're wealthy. But what I appreciate about you putting out is even making a Spike Lee film, $29 after taxes. What that says to, because I have listeners that always like, well, why you ain't doing this or why you ain't doing that? They think because, you know, we have these accolades and things like that. The thing that makes us successful is when you're celebrating 20 years in the business and then you look at the names Spike Lee, David Talbert, Tyler Perry, you know, look at the Malcolm X. Come on, look at the names that this brother's, Freedom Williams, you know, you got to look at, and then you're putting out books. So that's what I appreciate about having artists such as yourself, because what it really does is it paints a realistic picture to the people, to the family, to realize that, hey, it takes time. You know, it takes a grind, and it takes it really does, sincerely. And I know you know this because we both, you know, share the same industry. It takes 20 years to make it.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. If you don't have a 20-year plan, and I'm going to put that out there to the artists that are doing their thing now, you know, because I have a lot of independent artists, actors, and comedians, and, you know, just friends of mine, people that I work with. But in the time I've been doing it, I see them come and go every day, and I just want to put it out there straight up to the family. And that's not just even in the entertainment business. That's in life. I'm going to put that straight out there. So once you get your education, your high school, your college education, realize that in order to really go where you want to go, where you think you want to go, where you vision yourself, have yourself a 20-year plan. And I do see success along the way for all of y'all. Church.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right.
So and I want to talk about another aspect of the – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to talk about another aspect of the business, something that recently I've gotten into. I want to shout out Jamila Majesty. She's the producer and director of this play I'm going to be in called The Siamese Monkey. Monkeys, it's going to be real good, y'all. Y'all going to love my character. It's going to be over at the Celebrity Center. I'll give all the information a bit later on the show. But I've been – one thing – these are the things that happened. Like, I started doing stand-up. And when I started doing stand-up, it was so good to me. It was like crack cocaine because it was instant gratification. I really didn't have to worry about auditioning or nothing. I could just go down to the comedy club and do stand-up. And what you said, too – it was the comedy was fulfilling to me, even though at the time, you know, when you start off as an amateur, you're not getting paid, but just the reactions I was getting were very fulfilling to me. It was something inside of me that was getting fed. And then, you know, thanks to one of my mentors, Mr. AJ Alexander, you know, I started doing extra work, and that's when that acting bug started biting me again. So then I started doing film, and then from film, you know, you just, you know, you kind of get into that, and you're still doing comedy, so they both kind of intertwine. And then now I've been in L.A., and you, as you probably know, you know, and I'm going to put it out there for the actors and actresses that know this, work can be far and few in between. You might have one year where you make $150,000, and then you have another year where if you made $5,000, you were doing good. You know what I mean? So it's a business that can be up and down. It can have its high moments, and it can have its low moments. It really is a gamble of an industry. So now being here, the film has slowed down, even though it's picking back up. But I've noticed what's picked it back up. I'm doing plays now. I've got two plays going. So it's ironic that, you know, that's another aspect of the business. And seeing names like David E. Talbert and Tyler Perry, tell me more about and I think I read that you're putting on your own play. Am I correct?
Yeah, correct. I started working. My degree is in theater from the prestigious Hampton University. I need to put that plug in there. But David E. Talbert and I, we used to be roommates / business partners here in New York. And David, you know, of course, Tyler Perry has lately gotten all the credit for being the end-all, be-all as far as urban theater is concerned. But if people really know the business and research the business, they'll know that Tyler has some huge shoulders that he's standing on. Mike Matthews, Vi Higginson, Shelley Garrett. You know, I can name a few more. David E. Talbert, and you know, there are a lot of other, you know, urban playwrights before Tyler Perry. And I had an opportunity. David and I, like I said, we were roommates, and we toured with quite a few of his stage plays, A Fool and His Money, His Woman, His Wife. We just did tons and tons of stage plays together. And, you know, we also produced a feature film together called A Woman Like That. It stars Tyra Banks, Malik Yoba, John Amos, Nabuche Wright, Sherry Headley, you know, all-star cast. And we raised the money ourselves. We shot it at the time for $1.5 million, which is not a lot of money. Well, which wasn't a lot of money at the time when we shot it. But now, you know, you can shoot a film for about $250,000, $300,000, and it still look good. But David and I did that back in the 90s. And, you know, like I said, I've been around for a while, toured with David E. Talbert. If you remember, David E. Talbert did the movie First Sunday. You remember that with Ice Cube and Cat Williams?
Yeah. David... David does a lot of plays right around the corner from where I live, right here at the Bell Theater. I can't think of the name, but I think it's the Wilshire E. Bell. He does plays right around the corner. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to hook up with him and jump in one of his plays.
Yeah, well, David, I'll tell you another quick story about David. And you said it when you were speaking about it prior to me coming on about the forgiveness and situation like that. David and I are no longer business partners, but he did a movie called First Sunday, starred Ice Cube, Cat Williams, and Tracy Morgan. It was about these guys that got out of jail.
Yeah, Mike
jail.
Epps was in it. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, they got out of jail, and yeah, Mike Epps, and they got out of jail, and they robbed the church for the building fund.
Yeah.
Right? You remember? That was about five years
that.
Ago, right?
Yeah, I remember.
Right, well, about 10 years ago, I did a play called Will a Man Rob God? And it was about these three guys who got out of prison, and they decided to rob the church for the building fund. So with that being said, when you spoke about forgiveness and things of that nature, you know, I had to go through the situation where I had to either litigate or forgive, and I chose the forgiveness route because, you know, what goes around comes around. Anyway, so we can move on.
Yeah, nah, man, I feel you on that because I'm going to tell you what that's like, man. I do I call it being the cookie maker, you know what I'm saying? I've had people, and the thing is, when people do it, like literally, man, I'm going to tell you where I'm at, like as a person. When I see people literally steal my style, try to steal my swag right in front of my face, I've had them go on stage and do my jokes and try to betray love, and I be laughing because I'm like, you know what? I'm the cookie maker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could, you know, you might have got a cookie, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he might have got you for that, but like you said, you're the cookie maker, so there's much more bigger success. And and I'm going to tell you something, you take time to go through all that litigation, that's taking age away from you, that's taking your spirit away from you, because I know a guy right now, I'm not going to say his name, but he's pissed off with Wesley Snipes about Blade, and I mean, he said he wrote Blade, and it's like, man, when you really look at it, this is a real tricky industry, you know, and we got to start dotting our I's and crossing our T's. And that's why I don't know if my lawyer friend is still on the line, but that's something that I think we need to start doing. Like realistically, when I was talking earlier about us banding together, I think that what we need to start doing as well is start taking legal courses, so that way they can't whoop us with their legalities. You know, everybody can't be a lawyer, but we could all use a little extra knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you also said something earlier in the show when you were talking about forgiveness. You were talking about partners and things of that nature. I always have a saying that says the worst ship to ever sail is a partnership. So, right. So, you know, you even got to cross your I's and dot your T's with your quote-unquote partners. You know, it's like we all go in with great, great, great intentions, but at the end of the day, things can get dirty and nasty. And it may not be intentional, but, you know, you could have thought I said this, or you could have heard this, but no, I said that. And 3 years later,
right.
5 years later down the line, it's all my word against your word. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, hey, you know what's funny about go ahead, I'm listening.
No, David is in production right now. He's shooting the DVD for this play, A Fool and His Money. David and I wrote A Fool and His Money together back in 1993.
Wow.
So when I look at all of his publications, he says written by David E. Talbot. So I laugh at that as well. But like I said, you know, what goes around comes around. It's all good. And I guess that was my venting. But like I said, no
man, that's what Blog Talk Radio is about, man. Man, you got to let it out, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't hold back nothing, man. This is your forum, bro, to talk about. This is your interview. You understand what I'm saying? This is your hour. This is your time, man. And people, and I'm gonna tell you something. This is stuff that people need to hear. People need to know because I'm gonna tell you what happens. See, now you got me fired up, man. I'm gonna tell you what happens, right? And I've explained to people. I try to explain to like, dang, you know, people are asking me like flat out, Trey, why you ain't blew up yet? And I literally try, and you have to explain to them. You don't even understand how many people have literally gone out of their way to block my blessings to say, no, don't hire him, don't book Trey Love. It's comedians right now, and I wouldn't dare mention the names. The reason why, I'm gonna tell you why I don't mention the haters' names, the real like haters like that. The reason why I don't mention their names is because I know my voice is powerful, and if I say their name, I'm giving them power. You see what I'm saying? But I know them suckers is listening, so I'm going to talk about the situation, and them same suckers is going to know exactly who I'm talking about. Stuff like this, man. It would be like, I'm going to put it on out there, man. We rapping today because this is what needs – the voices need to be heard. We finna put it on out there today to these haters. You know what I'm saying? So you put David's name out there. Like I said, I ain't going to put these chunks' name out there, but I'm going to just talk about the situation because this is how it really went. People would see me at the comedy club in Miami, see me at the Improv, and be like, man, this guy's funny. Trey Love is funny. So, of course – people, they don't have, back then, you know, they didn't have your emails, names, Facebook, so they would go to the club owners and, you know, different people who kind of ran the club and stuff and be like, hey, I want to hire Trey Love. Be like, nah, you don't want to hire him. You get this person. You got comics out there was making money, and I wondered why I never went on the road. Why was they always going on the road and never took me? You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, people say, and then when you try to explain to people your story, people could easily say, oh, man, you tripping, man. Man, well, maybe you just, you know, this and that. And they try to downplay you and try to take your confidence from you, you know what I mean? But then on the inside, the part of us, you know, that holds that that girth, that worth to know who we are, what we are, what creation we are, and to know that can't nothing stop us, you know, you keep going. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today, you know what I mean? Out here shining on Blog Talk Radio. Out here getting comedy, wearing them out. Out here shooting and doing my thing. And you know what? We're going to play a little bit of this because this is dedicated to us, man, and to anybody that came against us. Dana, we're going to come together. Me and you going to be partners, and we're going to fall out in 10 years. But for the next 10 years, we're going to make some money together. You down?
Let's make it happen, this man. Song,
let's do it. This song dedicated to us. Real quick, I'm going to play a little something for y'all. Y'all don't understand, man. We go get us out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
Man, I even had stuff I did with people, man. We worked together. I thought we was going to just do this thing, man, and we was going to make things happen, man. But you know what I come to realize, man? It's a reason and a mother-flipping season. You understand what I'm saying, brother?
Absolutely. Now, you know, you're from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I'm Chi-Town pimping with it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Born in Cook County. Me, the Archbishop, Don Magic Wand, R. Kelly, all the players was born at Cook County.
I produced one of my first feature films in Chicago called Reasons. With Bernie Mac, Lisa Ray, Mel Jackson.
Wait, you did Reasons was your film, dog?
Reasons was me and Monty Ross did that. Monty
what?
Directed it. I was one of the producers on that. You worked on it?
No, I saw it. I didn't work on it, bro. I saw it, man, and loved it. Damn, you did Reasons.
Yeah,
whoa,
Reasons.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That was Lisa Ray and Bernie Mac's first film.
Dang. Man, that is hot, man. That's tight to death.
And Mel Jackson. I love Chicago.
Yeah, that was Mel Jackson's first film, too. You know, I'm it's a director by the name of, a producer, Delvin Molden. Do you know, are you familiar with him?
No.
Yeah, Delvin Molden. He did, he produced a film I was in called My Big Fat Hip Hop Family. It was another film, The Hustle. I think it was The Hustle. I know it was The Hustle and The Bahama Hustle, but I know he produced a couple of films I was in. And he was pitching at one point myself and Mel Jackson as brothers for this sitcom. It was real funny. Me and you will discuss it, man. I'll give you the details on it, man. But while I got you on the line, man, because I do want to – and if you want to stay on the line, man, and chop it up some more, you're welcome to. But I got a couple other cats out of down south I got to bring. But before you leave, I must talk about Dreams Always Need Assistance. That's your organization, correct?
Yes, it is. Yep, it's a summer camp. It's called Camp Dana. Stands for Dreams – D-A-N-A stands for Dreams Always Need Assistance. I've kind of disbanded Camp Dana, but what I put together is the Urban Lit Foundation. Urban literature is a $300 million a year industry as far as people buying books such as my book, Omar Tyree, Travis Hunters of the World, the Kimberly Matthews Hooker. It's a huge industry. And what happens is a lot of our kids are stepping away from reading nowadays. We're so caught in texting and not spelling words correctly because we've shortcut so much. So I wanted to get back into the literacy aspect of things and, form a foundation toward literacy as opposed to anything else right now. So that's what my primary focus is.
Well, man, I want to thank you for that, man, and thank you for your time. And make sure that you know you got a wide open door to come to Trey Love Radio anytime you want to. But stay on the line real quick. I'm going to play a cut, and then I'm going to bring this young man, Tommy Cox, to the show, man. He's a young rapper out of Carolina, man. You want to stay on the line and stay with through the rest of the show with us, bro, or you got to run?
Yeah, I got to run, but I totally enjoyed you. I enjoyed you having me, man. First of all, you need to be on an FM station if you're not already.
You definitely have the
personality and the you're incredible. You're incredible. You're an incredible talent. You know, your grandfather didn't lie when he said what he said. And, just keep doing your thing, man. And, we'll get each other's information. Let's stay in touch and see what we can do together.
All right, man. Well, you're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. We're going to make this happen, man. And I really appreciate you taking the time to get on the radio, man, and share your voice and your knowledge with my listeners, man. It's, the lines are lit up, man. So you, bro, you're a major success, and you're a hell of a draw. And I look forward to the next time you come on the Trey Love Radio.
Well, tell everybody I said hello, and tell Monica, you know, thank you for hooking us up. And the next time I see you, I need my $5 from you, bro.
I got you. We're going to make that happen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Dana Hubbard, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming to the line, man, giving it to us live, man. I'm going to go ahead and shoot this next song out to ELTM, man. This day artist as it is. This song is City of Love, man. I'm loving this cut, man. You know, like I said, I support the ones that support me. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do. We push forward. We don't even look back because what's already gone is already gone. This, man, let's just have what it is, the City of Trey Love. This is As It Is. Live, you know what I'm saying? I bring you the people, you know what I mean? Everybody that you need and want to hear, you know what I'm saying? To keep everything clear, all in your ear, you understand what I'm saying? Church, and you heard me, man. I just had a magnificent radio interview, man, with Mr. Dana Hubbard. I'm really looking forward to chopping up with that brother, man. I love brothers with knowledge, you know, brothers with that go-getter mentality, man. You can't be sitting around waiting on things, man. We got to go get, man. We got to take, you know, this life and this world belongs to us. Let's be smart about what we're doing. You know, this next young man I'm bringing to Trey Love Radio is, you know, I'm going to tell you, ladies, right now, get ready. You're about to be, you know what I'm saying, taking over. The brother's bad, you know. I mean, Mr. Tommy Cox being managed by Mr. Jonathan McCoy, also affiliate AJ Alexander. Y'all know the man who gave you, you know what I'm saying, got Usher to you, got them all to you, you know what I mean, bringing you the stars, you know, bringing you stars to take you far, you know. So I just want to bring this young man to the radio and let him chop it up with people, you know what I'm saying, and get to know him. You're going to love him. What's up, bro? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Man, blessed, high, and mighty, king the way I'm supposed to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I know you were on the line most of the time as I was doing the interview with Mr. Dana Hubbard. So give him a shout-out real quick, man, and then from there we're going to chop it up.
A shout-out to Mr. Dana Hubbard. I look forward to doing some work with you.
There you go. There you go, and that's smart. See, you got to pimp this, man. This your time right now. You know what I'm saying? You got to go on and pimp this MF. You feel me? You know, and that's what you did. See, and that's just what I do. Everybody I meet, when we going to work together? Because that's what the game is. You feel me? That's what the game about, young blood. You feel me, my brother?
Yes,
the game about working with people. You understand what I'm saying? I promise the good God, everybody I meet, hey, when we going to work together, man? Okay, what we at? Shake hands. When we going to work together? Hey, Tommy, when me and you going to work together, man?
Hey, man, whenever you're ready.
We're working together right now. Boy, I got you live on Trey Love Radio. So tell the people a little bit about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Where you're from, you know, your R&B style. Tell the people about yourself, man.
Man, I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, right from the west side of Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, growing up, listening to all types of R&B music from Marvin Gaye to Luther Vandross to Tyrese, Usher, just pretty much everybody in the game, pretty much. So, you know, I just have a real passion with music. You know, it started in a church, and I just took it from there. Started making tracks, writing songs. So, you know, I just got a real heavy passion for music.
Okay. I don't like to ask my artists how old they are because as an entertainer, you should be ageless. And don't ever tell nobody for age. Yeah. But give me the range of what you in. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like some cats out there, you know, like for me, I got them old heifers about 43 years old. They love me. Why you laughing, man? You ain't have to start laughing. Man, dang. Women that's 43 need love, too. Dang.
I feel you.
I got to start laughing, though, man. No,
I got the
Tommy,
same thing, though, man.
No, Tommy,
I had to laugh.
Laughing, dog.
I had to laugh because I'm in the same boat,
man. You just start laughing, dog. All right. I see how it is, though. Nah, I see how it is. So all my 43-year-old women out there, y'all ain't got to be lonely. Some women will take care of you, man. When a woman's 43, she going, that's why I want to know your little range, because, see, I'm glad, because, see, that's why I got money. I'm getting money. I'm 43 years. She's been on her job 23 years.
Yeah.
Got money for me and her. Go ahead, goddammit.
But I'm 24 years old. 24.
Oh, you don't tell your age. Go ahead. Put it on out there. Okay. Okay, so you... So you out there with them little young college girls that need to put some clothes on, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I'm around in that area.
Look at him, that area. Ladies, y'all got to watch this knucklehead. You hear it in the gym, in that area. You got to watch it. See, I got daughters. You the main ones. I got to keep my eyes on people like you. Something like in that area. Oh, man. So, yeah, being from Kakalaki, I know you went to – because, you know, boy, Jodeci wasn't no punk, man. I mean, I don't know if they're still on tour now, but you know that Jodeci, would you consider yourself that type of, you know, R&B?
I would consider myself, I put myself more so in the category of, like, Ruben Studdard, sort of, like, more soulful, you know, Dave Hollister. I'm more of that, you know, that old school feel R&B. I still bring a new school because I'm still young, but, you know, like, I grew up off of real music. I'm trying to bring it back. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
That old school love, that real love. That's
right.
What I mean.
Well, Pete, do this, right? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to set the mic down, right? And I'm going to let you go ahead, and this is what I want you to do. I'm going to tell you just how I want you to do it. Because, see, I'm an instructor, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Look at me as, like kind of a big brother, you know what I'm saying, slash uncle. Not your uncle, because I'm still a young pimp, nigga. I pull your women. You hear me? I'm telling you right now, take every woman you got. You won't even know they with me, nigga. They'll be sitting right with you having lunch and be going to have breakfast with me. I'm trying to tell you, young boy, I would take your woman. I'm not even going to front with you. I would take your damn woman. And like I said, she would be having lunch with you, sitting there with me, and me and her done already had breakfast. I'm telling you how to get that game go. Anyway, like I'm saying, what was I? Praise Allah, you done threw me off, you know what I'm saying, young hip-hop star. But think about my daughters and stuff. I'm kind of worried a little bit. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to set my mic down, and you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you go ahead, and I'm going to let you tell the people, give everybody your Facebook, give everybody your Twitter, give everybody your information where you can be reached. Talk about yourself a little bit. Tell them where you know your next show is going to be, I know who you're working with. And then from there, I want you to introduce your song. Okay?
Okay.
All right, the mic is yours, bro.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook at Tommy Cox. That's spelled T-O-M-I-I-C-O-X, T-O-M-I-I-C-O-X. You can find me on Twitter at Tommy Cox 704. You can also, you know, go on there, post anything on Facebook. I got beats, I got tracks, hooks, songs. Doesn't even matter if you need it. We can collab. We can do that. Definitely. October 15th, I got Tommy Cox and Friends coming up in Charlotte, North Carolina at Club Allure. October 22nd, I got Tommy Cox and Friends Atlanta edition coming up in Atlanta on October 22nd. So, you know, if you're even trying to get down with that, hit me up on Facebook and I can get you the information today. And we just out here doing it big, man. Just out here doing it big.
Okay, remember I said, okay. Okay, see, I had shut the mic down from you. You did so good. That go to show you don't follow instructions. I done gave you the game and you didn't follow instructions. I told you to do the shouting, and I told you, see, you don't listen. That's what's wrong with y'all, 24-year-olds. You ain't listening. Boy, you listen. And then I said, introduce your song. Didn't I tell you to do that? I told you I'm your big brother slash uncle. I said, and then from there, introduce your song. And here you go, right? Everybody going to hear it because it's going to play back because it's funny as hell. You was like, well, here you go. Yeah, everybody, you know, hey, it's cool. This me. Holla at your boy. Now, I'm going to set the mic down. Hold on. See, now I got to talk a little bit. I'm going to shut the mic down one more again, okay? One more again just for you to introduce your song. I'm out.
All right. This is my single coming to you live. Step Forward, Tommy Cox. Don't be scared, I ain't going nowhere to survive.
the keys to my heart. So unlock the door and come in. I hear your voice whispering.
If you love me, step forward. Take it down. Girl, you know you're mine. You stay on my mind all the time. Come around, stay a while. Let me take it down.
Radio, man. I think you got your hit on your hands right there, sir.
Appreciate it, man.
You doing all right for yourself? No, let me see. Yeah, you doing all right for yourself. That's good. Let me hold some of that money, man. Let me hold a couple of dollars.
Man, I'm trying to get
some money. Man, I ain't got none. Let me tell you something. See, you get bitter when you get where I'm at in life. You know, child support, grown kids that don't like you. You know, you get bitter. You know, when you get You don't know. And money, no. You get to where I'm at, you don't have no money. Everybody else got your money. The government, you ain't got no money, man. You know, I'm trying to invest in a young cat like you, God. You give me some money, man. You know what I'm saying? You got your hit on there, man. Who did you work with on that track, man? That's a nice cut. Step forward. Tell us a little bit about the track, man.
Well, I actually produced the track and wrote the song.
Damn.
So,
you producing tracks now?
Yeah, I make beats too. I don't just write music. I make beats.
So you making beats now?
Mhm. I make beats and writing songs and doing it all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna hate a little bit. You know, I'm just saying. So you know, since you over there making beats,
cool.
You know, and producing. No, you all right. You know, little beats and producing and stuff. You all right? Hang on, you know. Doing your beats and the producing, so see, I'm really proud of you, but I gotta mess with you a little bit because what I love is, young man, you come with it like a man. You like, nah, I wrote, produced, sung my own stuff. See, and that's what's gonna make you a major success, bro. Cause see, what I like is you in the driver's seat, young man. You ain't waiting on nobody to do nothing for you. And the best advice I'm gonna give you is just like I said earlier, if you was paying attention to the show, is have you a 20-year plan, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because the thing is, you do have a dynamic voice. You have great, awesome talent. The thing is, man, keep pushing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, jump.
Yes,
keep pushing. Keep grinding, doing what you're doing. Man, I love that you're doing them shows. And the thing is, don't ever stop. So when you get to L.A., we can work together.
That's what it is.
Because I
don't
want to be
I'm
looking
down.
For you. And I'll be saying, man, what Tommy Cox say? You know Tommy quit, man. You know. I'm gonna tell you too, Tommy. Don't be letting these women throw you off neither. Cause I mean, some of them got that good. It'd be real good. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That good,
yeah,
and it'll hurt you. It'll hurt you sometimes. You'd be walking and you'd be trying, like your leg be hurting. I guess when you get to where I'm at, you know, you like throw your back out a little bit. You know, but it's good. You know, so don't let the wrong good make it bad for you. You know what I'm saying? that's the advice I like to give the young entertainers, because, you know, a lot of us get caught up in the, I'm going to call it what it is, the vagina. A lot of us get caught up in the vagina, and the vagina can be quite dangerous at times. So let's make sure that, you know, you do your thing and you stay on top of your vagina. That was some smooth advice I didn't get. You like that? Stay on top of your vagina.
Will do.
Make sure you do. You know what I'm saying? Stay on top of it. Sit on it. You know, don't let it get on top of you. Like when she want to ride, say no. I need to be on top for a minute. No, just sometimes you got to do that, man. Make sure you direct the traffic. You know, that way you let her know. Let her know you came, because these women treacherous, man. Hey, you got any girls? You want to poke real quick? Because I'm finna do my. It's my poking time on my show. You got any girls you want to poke?
Oh, yeah, I just want to shout out to my baby down here in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, she really supports me. She be at all my shows. She sings my lyrics. She probably sings my songs better than I do. So, you know, aww, big shout out to her. That's it.
Well, look at him. He only poking one. He's such a nice guy. He's a nice guy, ladies. He's nice. He's going to be on the road doing R&B. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to see. Mm-hmm. 24 years old, on the road, doing R&B and poking one girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies, I'm going to send my pokes out. You know, I got 41 pokes, and ladies, y'all already know, I only say your first names. I'm not going to say your last name because I want to get you in trouble. I do understand, you know, your man, he don't want to share. He don't want to know that you poking Trey Love, and I can understand that, or that Trey Love is sincerely poking you back. To Ray, Rainier, how you doing, baby? Get your poke. Shannon, Paula, Marcia, Kathy, Poke, Milan, Poke, Tiffany, Poke, Sydney, Lakeisha, Danica. This is my favorite part of the show, though, time, MC. Poking all these
right.
I mean, hey, these are my girls, man. Poking them, man. Danica, Cynthia, Coco, Eva, Vonda, Stephanie. I mean, listen to these names. My mouth is watering all these, just one at a time. One at a time. Oh, Lordy, Aya, Sonya, Mary, hey, Mary, I hope you love, oh, yeah, she, yeah, Radiant, Deborah, Keys, oh, these women, Gloria, Tabby, Robeline, Elizabeth, Penny, Bridget, man, I'm going to see some pictures of these girls, so you be like, dang, you know, got another Shannon, they down in Florida, I'm serious, down in Florida, Linda, Mary, no, that's Mary, too, I guess, Amina, Takia, Teddy Bear, Star, what other girl? That Carmen, Monica, and Kim. Man, hey, and I'm gonna tell you, you know, I don't know if you know, but you know, I do my own love. You know, I do a little music too, right?
Oh, what?
I do everything, man. You hear me? I'm just like you. That's why I was messing with you, man. You ain't the only one know how to like do tracks and produce some stuff and stuff on your own stuff. You ain't the only one know how to listen to school.
Wait a minute. What's up, then? Let me get
a Trey
Love track.
All right, I got you. Tell me. Sometimes you got to just ignore me. I like, have you heard of bipolar? Have you heard of bipolar?
Yeah, I have.
You've heard of bipolar? Okay, well, I'm tripolar. Anyway, this song goes out to all of my Facebook female friends, all the women I poke. Man, this is my cut, man. It's called I'm a Rocker, man. Just peep me out, dog. We're going to have a little fun, man. We're going to get on the road and go turn these women out, man. Here it is, man. This is all my ladies, you know, all 40 of y'all plus. Y'all done woke me out, got your live poke today on Trey Love Radio.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock.
I'm a rock, I'm a rock. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock.
I'm a rock, I'm a
rock.
I'm gon' rock her, I'm gon' roll her. Facebook her so I can poke her. Gon' make sure you know my name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Talk mine. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, MIA, can't forget. Shoutown, baby, anyway. This beat is sick, grab a chick. Take her pick, if she sexy, give her it.
It's I'm a rock.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say it, know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff.
I'm a rock, I'm a rocker, I'm a rocker, Dre. You know you sing on the beat, right?
You look my way, she like my style. Order a
shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver, good loving, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can bury me into you. That's how I do. In a few, I pursue. I think Trey loves you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky. I got lube. Don't be crude. Act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it. Let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow? Want me fast? It doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver in bed. The problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
the L.A. Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Kill Roy. Trey Love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her. Home, baby.
Man, y'all better take that home, man. Look, we live on Trey Love Radio. I just had my cousin, Rashida Salim, on the line. She was going to give her a shout-out for her birthday. Join, call back in, cuz. I got your line open. There she go. Let's see. Let's get on the line so she can tell you. What's up, girl?
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm just calling in.
Okay, tell everybody about the party. And tell everybody about the party tomorrow, because that's what you got to call and promote. Tell everybody where you're going to be tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow at 10:30, I'll be at the Victory Tavern in Dallas, Texas. It's right across from the American Airlines Center, and I'll be celebrating my last Saturday to be 29 years old. And I just want everybody to come out and support.
All right, everybody. Y'all heard her live celebrating her birthday, man. She's turning 30. I'm going to just let you know, it is the older it gets, the better it gets. Don't let nobody fool you to think that, oh, you're getting old. No, that it'd be good. It's had time to figure itself out, you know. And this is a shout out to everybody else's birthday. Bruce Bevin's birthday. This is my Facebook friend. Charles Washington, happy birthday. Charles Walden, happy birthday. Sharice Calhoun, happy birthday. Guerva Patel, that's his name, happy birthday. Gillian Agree, happy birthday. Lakeisha Badass Fleming, happy birthday. To Michelle Renee, happy birthday. Pete Winbush, happy birthday. Royal DeLon, happy birthday. My boy Sugar Bear out there in New York, that's my boy Comic Sugar Bear, man, who go back a million years, happy birthday. And to Tasha Biltmore, happy birthday. And one more time, I want you to come back on, Rashida, and give everybody that address in Dallas, Texas, because I want all my people in Texas to come out and show some love. What's that address one more time?
Okay, the address is... I'm sorry.
What you laughing for? What you laughing for? Come on and
because
deliver the
news. I'm unorganized. And I also wanted to add, when you were talking about it gets better when you get older, you get sexier when you get older. Because I don't feel young. I feel sexier. And if you knew what I look like, you wouldn't even know I was turning 30. But anyways, the address is 2502 North Houston Street, Dallas, Texas.
Right.
Come out and support.
Okay, then. So since you come out like that, no, because you like, look, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go all out. Let me ask you something. You getting your son tonight? You getting your son?
Uh-huh.
Are you getting some tonight?
Am I getting me some tonight?
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't getting me some tonight.
You say
I'm
you are?
I'm not getting that tonight. No, I'm
not. She's not getting any?
I can't get nothing. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday night, but tonight, no, I need a rest.
That...
I'm just being honest with you.
Hey, y'all, it's not a good birthday if, you know, she's talking about she ain't getting none. Enjoy your birthday and enjoy your party. And I'm going to tell you something, regardless, you can call back in. And you know what? I want you to call back in on Tuesday and tell everybody what happened tonight, because I truly don't think that you're going to make it outside of this night without some.
Okay. You know what?
Shout to LAD.
You think you're going to make it through tonight?
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven if you leave with me, Charlie. I wanna be your present. Girl, unwrap me. Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Cake, ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub. Then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get vanish with my pink tub. Now I got that ass up. To the point you're screaming out, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Tonight without a shot, but we'll see. But we got a special birthday shout out to her. Welcome to the line, young lady. Go on and give her a birthday shout.
This Rashida cousin, I'm not gonna say my name, but she knows. She may not know that she gonna get some tonight, but she gonna get some tonight. She lying. I'm gonna have to call her out on that one. She may not think she gonna get some, but please.
Dang, this her cousin. She just. Oh, she off the line. She probably going to call back in for that one. But I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, she going to because she just jumped off the line. But dang, I knew she was going to get some. And it's her cousin. Like she say, and her cousin, she ain't going to say, I like her cousin. I ain't going to say my name.
Mm-mm.
But
happy
Rashida
birthday.
Cook.
And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I wish I could be there. But you all the way in Texas. And I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful birthday.
All right, we want to thank you for your call in, cousin. Hey, I want to ask Tommy. Tommy, uh-huh. Do you really think she going to make it through tonight?
Do I think she going to make it through tonight?
Yeah, without getting some.
Nah.
I usually think she'll make it. It's a birthday. She better be careful because she mess around. This might happen. Hey, and look here, we're going to go off with that, man.
So, hey, this song goes out to all my girls out there incubating, making them babies, man. This has been the Trey Love Radio Show, Facebook Fridays. Tommy, thank you for your time, man. I want to thank Monica Hughes. I want to thank AJ Alexander. I want to thank all the people that support Trey Love, man. I want to thank EOTM. How many more shout outs I got? I mean, man, this is all day with it. Just all y'all, man. Rashida, man, and girl, enjoy yourself tonight. Stop lying to people, man. You don't get none. You got called out. Live on the radio by your cousin. Let's go all the way down, man. I'm finna take it home. You know what I'm saying? So, this song, man, just wanted to resonate, you know? And Rashida, be careful. Make sure you, you know, cover up because I'm telling you, it's getting impregnated.
Hot boy, getting it in.
Hot boy, where you been, man? I had your music, man. Hot boy's gonna have to call in on Tuesday, man. This has been Facebook Fridays, man. Y'all have a wonderful and safe weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Ain't no telling what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna get in some trouble. I might get somebody.
Make me wanna get you pregnant. I told him you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant. Knock you up. Knock you up. All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down the set. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just wanna put some in you, and I can tell that you want it too. I'm ready, baby. You ready, baby. So come on, ladies, let's get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, reach out the party. Come on, fuck with us. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. You make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant. Tell me that you want me, baby, baby. And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kid. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, well, it's about making love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and play this fantasy. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Don't matter, give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby. Put them pills on you. And girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll okay it. Oh girl, I'ma take care of you. Still hold you like we've spread news. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still going. Babysit it. Girl, you make me wanna. You make me mad. You make me mad. Wine and dine, shopping free, you sex to me, See, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty. Baby, you look so good, yeah. This is my girl. You look so bored up in this.
this club, so let's go. We can hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home.
You know, you gotta go take care, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you get them pregnant, you gotta take care of them, right? That's what they say. That's what you're supposed to do.
Baby, I got goodies and I want you to have
me. I trapped her. Man, I hope y'all enjoyed Facebook Fridays. It went down.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
Be careful with your ass when you just might get it, man. Have a